Imagine having the ability to manifest anything you desire, not through luck or coincidence, but through an innate divine power you were born with. This isn't wishful thinking, it's your birthright. Wayne Dyer's transformative work reveals that manifestation isn't something mystical happening outside yourself, but rather an expression of the divine energy already flowing through you. The key insight? You aren't separate from the creative force of the universe. You are that force, particularized in human form. What if everything you've been taught about reality is incomplete? We've been conditioned to believe we're limited beings at the mercy of external circumstances, but the truth is far more empowering. The same intelligence that transforms an acorn into an oak tree, that keeps planets in orbit, and that orchestrates the incredible complexity of your body is available to you as a conscious co-creator. This realization alone can revolutionize how you approach every aspect of your life. Your manifesting journey begins with understanding your spiritual development stage. Unlike physical growth, spiritual evolution depends on awareness, not age, and unfolds across four distinct stages. In the athlete stage, we identify primarily with our physical bodies. Self-worth becomes entangled with appearance, with life revolving around external validation. While body care matters, fixating on physical standards limits your true identity. The warrior stage centers on ego, the belief we're separate beings who must compete to survive. Life becomes a battlefield where achievements define success. This competition drains energy and blocks manifesting power. As statespeople, we begin taming the ego and focusing on others. Rather than obsessing over personal gain, we find fulfillment through service and contribution. Authentic freedom emerges when we help others, finding peace through gratitude and purpose. The spirit stage represents recognition of our truest essence, that we're infinite, immortal energy temporarily residing in physical bodies. Fear diminishes as we connect with our inner world, observing rather than merely reacting to life circumstances. You are not separate from your environment. You're an enviro-organism. Can you walk without ground, breathe without air, or exist without the sun's energy? Like words inseparable from their page, you cannot be perceived without your environment. You're both distinct from and inseparable from your surroundings. This isn't abstract philosophy. It's how manifestation works. Seeing yourself as separate leads to control through force. Recognizing yourself as part of it enables influence through harmony. We don't come into this world, we grow out of it. As an apple tree apples, the earth peoples. You are the universe expressing itself consciously, like a wave is what the ocean is doing at a particular point. Some people effortlessly attract what they desire by applying the principle that thoughts have magnetic properties. The power that transforms waves into particles also transforms thoughts into physical reality. Your ability to form mental pictures is the energy of attraction present in creative processes. When these pictures focus on what you desire, rooted in joy rather than fear, your thoughts attract these conditions into your life. Many of us sabotage manifestations through feelings of unworthiness. We've been conditioned to question our value, feel selfish for wanting abundance, and believe spiritual growth requires material sacrifice, creating energetic blockages in the manifestation process. The belief that desiring material things is unspiritual falsely divides spirit and matter. Our abundant universe demonstrates that everything flows from the same energy that comprises your essence. Material form is simply spirit expressing itself in physical reality. Feeling ashamed of wanting things actually denies the spirit within matter. Your worthiness is inherent as a child of the universe. You aren't divided into spirit and body, but are part of creation, a human expressing divine energy. Your desires aren't selfish, but placed within you by spirit as pathways to receiving blessings. Unconditional love is the heart of manifestation, the power behind creation itself, and the vibration carrying thought forms into material expression. Try this. For several days, refuse judgmental thoughts, think only peace, and extend loving energy to everyone. This practice radiates outward quickly. When your ego steps aside, you become a compassionate witness to everything you encounter. Sound bridges the abstract and material worlds through vibrations at specific frequencies. While humans detect only a narrow band, vibrations extend from electricity to heat to light and into thought and spiritual realms. Creation itself is sound. In the beginning was the Word. Creator names across cultures share one common sound, Ah, the sound of creation, joy, and bliss. It's the only sound humans make effortlessly, simply by breathing out without moving lips, tongue, jaw, or teeth. Two energy centers are crucial for manifesting, the base chakra, governing physical creation, and the third eye chakra, controlling manifestation on all levels. When aligned through sound meditation, manifestation power increases exponentially. While Ah represents creation, is the vibrational frequency of what exists in physical form, expressing gratitude for all that has manifested. For manifestation to occur, picture fulfillment as already accomplished on the spiritual plane. The invisible realm exists outside time and space, so form desires as present reality, not future possibilities. When you know your desires already exist on the invisible level, you secure the end while letting the means take care of themselves. This isn't passive waiting, but active trust, releasing worry while allowing greater intelligence to work through you. Being in oneness means recognizing that divine will and your will aren't separate. Understanding that you and the creative force are one allows you to access unconditional love and become a co-creator in your life. Your free will is your gift from the universe, enabling you to embrace thoughts in a spirit of love without conditions. Those who attract good things possess this power of unconditional love without judgment. Patient detachment challenges our goal-oriented culture. Focus on desired emotions, feeling blessed, secure, content, rather than specific objects. Demanding exact outcomes or rigid timetables only reinforces separation from universal intelligence. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait without anxiety. When you trust your connection to universal intelligence, you allow manifestation to unfold in perfect timing. With this knowing, you can live daily feeling that what you seek is already present. Like an acorn becoming an oak, your manifestations work at their natural pace. Pushing indicates doubt. Trust feelings rather than ego, affirming, I am infinite and universal, and I trust the divine power of the universe within me. When gratitude and generosity become your natural state, you complete the manifestation circle. Gratitude acknowledges oneness with universal energy, while generosity ensures continued abundance flow. The more you share unconditionally, the more divine love enters your life. Your ultimate purpose emerges when you recognize your relationship with all living things. Manifestation becomes not about accumulation, but expansion, serving more fully while leaving ego-dominated self-absorption behind.